Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
We work in Jesus' name, Lord God, that we can be empowered by your Spirit, oh God, because you said in your word, oh God, that we shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. And so, Father, this morning, Lord God, we need your dunamis power, oh God, to saturate us right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let the anointing, Lord God, fall and rest upon us right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we need you in this hour, Lord God. We've been bombarded by the cares of this life, oh God, and by the hand of the enemy, oh God. But we thank you, Lord God, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you will lift up a standard against it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that when the enemy try to come against the mind of people, of your people, Lord God, you stop him in his tracks, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that when the enemy tries to come in our ear gates and our eye gates in the name of Jesus, and even try to make us speak ill will, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you in this hour, oh God, that you've given us the strength and the authority in our mouth, oh God, to bind and to loose in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you stop the tracks of the enemy, oh God, that try to tear down the kingdom of God. But we thank you, Lord God, that you're raising the standard in the name of Jesus. You're raising the people, Lord God, that are standing flat-footed on your word in the name of Jesus, that will not compromise your word, but will proceed, Lord God, and will go forth in the name of Jesus, and will run and snatch, Lord God, into the enemy's camp, oh God, and snatch back every enemy has stolen in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you're calling your people out by their name, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to arise in the name of Jesus, out of the miry clay in the name of Jesus, to arise out of their issues, oh God, to arise, oh God, in the name of Jesus, out of their weakness, oh God, arise in the name of Jesus, oh God, and give them the strength that they need in the name of Jesus to continue to fight the battle, in the name of Jesus, to fight every battle, in the name of Jesus, that has tried to come and tear down everything that you build up in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we will walk around Jericho in the name of Jesus, and we will tear it down in the name of Jesus, every idol, every false religion in the name of Jesus, every lie in the name of Jesus, everything, Lord God, that has tried to intricate into the kingdom of God will have to come down in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us the strength, oh God, to move in this hour, in this season, Lord God, because we know that it's your power. We know that it's your strength, God. We cannot do it on our own, God. Give your people wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the name of Jesus, to fight the fiery darts, oh God, to put on the whole armor of God in the name of Jesus, and have a spirit of discernment to know what is of you and what's not in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, not to fall victim of the lies in the name of Jesus, but be equipped in the name of Jesus to know what to do and to know when to stand, to know when to run, to know when to hold on, to know when to let go in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you on today, God, that you're giving your people, Lord God, an education that they need in the name of Jesus from your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, oh God, flood them right now in the name of Jesus with your might in the name of Jesus. Flood them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the refreshing that you're sending right now in the name of Jesus. Those, Lord God, my yes, send them a high in the name of Jesus. on the battlefield. Let them rejoice. In the name of Jesus. But we know, Lord God, that the enemy will surrender in the name of Jesus. For he is a defeated soul in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for even in the times where we fell short. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, that we have the opportunity to return back to you in the name of Jesus. Many gods would not allow that, oh God, because they're false in the name of Jesus. But we thank you that you are a true and living God. That, Lord God, when we fall down to on our faces, oh God, and we repent of our sins, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God. We thank you that you're cleansing us from the inside and out in the name of Jesus, that when we come up again in the name of Jesus and we walk in the humble state, oh God, people will see, oh God, men will see, women will see, children will see, oh God, the transformation that has taken place in our lives, oh God, because we commune with the Father. We thank you on today, oh God, that when you use the man of God, in the name of Jesus, when you use him, oh God, use his lips of clay in the name of Jesus. Stir him up in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. Lift up his head, oh God, and let the King of glory come in the name of Jesus. Use, oh God, the woman of God in the name of Jesus as she prays behind the scene. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Use her, oh God, in the name of Jesus to lift up the arms of her husband in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you for the refreshing, God. I thank you for the spirit, oh God. Thank you for your new direction that you're sending us in this hour and this season, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that they that has an ear, let them hear, oh God, what you're speaking to us on today, God. Let it fall on good ground in an Amaya's day in the name of Jesus. Let it fall on great ground in the name of Jesus. Fruitful, oh God, on the ground, Lord God, that is able, Lord God, to produce fruit in this hour and this season, to produce, Lord God, whatever you have assigned it to produce in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're cursing, Lord God, in person, Lord God, the enemy in the name of Jesus, and you're tearing down his idols in the name of Jesus, where the people of God can step, Lord God, and move forth in the master's name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that the lies of the enemy, Lord God, has been destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're stirring up the gift inside of us, oh God, and we're moving in this hour, in this season, Lord God, for even though the pandemic, Lord God, was set forth in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God, that the plan of God has moved in this hour, has prevailed over the lies of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that the spirit of backlash and no retaliation will not come nigh our dwelling in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that we're praying against the COVID-19 virus, Lord God. We're praying against the vaccine in the name of Jesus. We're praying against every, Lord God, everything, Lord God, that the enemy has set up in the name of Jesus to try to tear the people of God apart and keep them from you in the name of Jesus. We destroy it right now by the power and the blood of Jesus. Satan, you are under our feet in the name of Jesus. And we will declare and we will decree in the name of Jesus that we shall be victorious in this hour and this season. Thank you, Father, for raising up your people, Lord God, for such a time as this that will speak your oracles of your word in the name of Jesus without buckling, without falling under pressure, without, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, being scared of what men will say and what they will do, God. But give us a spirit and not to be afraid of their faces in the name of Jesus, but to speak your word, and your word only will stand, Lord God, except for the test of time, oh God. We thank you in the name of Jesus that we shall fall in love with your word in the name of Jesus. It's not about what man say, God, but it's about what you say, God. And this is not of you, oh God. We ask, Lord God, that you would dismiss it in the name of Jesus, every false lie in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord God, and move forth in the matchless name of Jesus. Continue to call, Lord God, crossing the raw Matthews in the name of Jesus. You come in leaps and bounds in the name of Jesus, in the spirit and in the natural realm in the name of Jesus, as he go from city to city and state to state in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, and even through any all territories in the name of Jesus, out of this country in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O oh God, that your word will come forth and break down the traditions of men in the name of Jesus, and will raise up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the people that will decree and declare your word in the name of Jesus, that will tear down the persecution, Lord God, that will tear down the fear, that will tear down everything that is not like you. And we thank you, Lord God, that when they raise up, oh God, they will be raised up with all power in their hand in the name of Jesus, because they know who they serve. They serve a mighty and true God, that will, if you be for us, oh God, who can be against us in the name of Jesus. May we, Lord God, be victorious in this hour, in this season, Lord God, for you have given us all the things that we need. You've equipped your people, oh God, in this hour, in this season. You equipped the fivefold ministry, oh God. May they move forth and not in fear in Jesus, but in faith in Jesus' name, for we shall walk in faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the addictions, oh God, that is placed upon the people of God and placed upon the sinners in the name of Jesus, will melt off like wax in the name of Jesus. And God, you will give them a new heart, oh God. The stony heart will be removed in the name of Jesus, and you will give them what they need in this hour, oh God, to prevail over the enemy in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, for we wave our hand as a banner, as a sign unto you in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we see the enemy, oh God, waving his flag after he surrenders in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that our banner, Lord God, will say, the mighty God, the Holy One, the Righteous One, the one that has redeemed us from the hands of the enemy, has won the victory, and we give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
In your prayer, basking in your glory, filled in your love, I'm never leaving this place. I wanna just stay right here, 'cause I know that you're here. I wanna stay right here. Here there's no room for fear.
I'm in your presence,
fullness of joy,
fullness of joy.
I wanna stay right here.
I remain pure.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on this morning. Good morning. Good morning. Prophetic Conference Line and Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We bless God on today. Amen. For another beautiful day that he allow us to rise up in him. Amen. In the power and the strength of him. We certainly thank God for another opportunity to share a word of the Lord with the people of God on this morning. Give honor to God for this opportunity. Amen. We bring greetings. Amen. From Restoration Truth Ministries. Amen. Out of the lovely city of Hampton, Virginia, and by the way of Newport News, Virginia. Amen. Along with my wife, Prophet Eugenie Simmons. Amen. We bless God for this opportunity. We give honor to our visionary, our leader, Prophet Laron Matthews. We thank God for the man of God. Amen. And to the men and women of God, we bless God for each and every one of you on today for tuning in, connecting in, amen, to receive a word from the Lord. There is a word from the Lord, amen, for the people of God on this morning. We certainly thank God for the prophet's touch, amen. We always say, amen, one touch from the Lord, your life will never be the same, amen. When God touches you, amen, I'm telling you, your life will never be the same. Many of us have powerful testimonies, amen, of when God touched our lives, amen, changed forever. And I certainly thank God for touching my life, amen, when I was living according to my own standards and my own will and my own way. God touched me, and that's why we say when kingdom touch you or you touch kingdom, kingdom will touch you back. I certainly thank God this morning for the prophet's touch. People of God, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Amen. As we always say, not the building, not the four walls of the building, but you. You are the church. You are the ecclesia, the called out one. So I thank God this morning, even for what God is releasing for his people. Amen. Even in the midst of chaos, confusion, and a challenging time, God is still in control and God is still speaking. Amen. That's why you must train your ear, not your outer ear, but your inner ear, to hear what the Spirit is saying unto you. So I bless God on this morning. I'm not going to try to be before you long, but we're going to say what thus says the Lord and try to get right out of your way. Amen. I want to draw your attention, if you would just give me just a few minutes of your time. Amen. I know many of you got up early this morning, amen, not just to, amen, just to hear, amen, somebody talk. You got up to hear a word from the Lord. And we certainly thank God for whatever city, state, or time zone that you have tuned in. Amen. Some may be in the 3 a.m., some in the 5 a.m., and some are in the 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But we bless God for you on today. Amen. We're going to take you back, amen, to the Genesis account. Amen. We're going to go back over to Genesis. I want to read two scriptures from Genesis chapter 2, then we're going over to Genesis chapter 3, and then we're going to go over and read one more scripture, amen, over in the Gospel of John, amen, for your hearing on today, amen. I want to go to Genesis chapter 2, amen, and read starting at verse number 9, amen. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Verse 10, and a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. Amen. All right. Let me jump down to verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it's not good that man shall be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. Amen. Now let's go over to chapter 3, starting at verse number 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made, and said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it. Neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Verse 6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of both of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Amen. Let's go over to the Gospel of John, chapter number 10. Amen. We start at verse number 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entered not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep heareth his voice. And he called his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Verse 7 then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pastures. Verse 10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. If you would just let me talk to you briefly from this thought on this morning. I have several things that the Lord has dropped in my spirit, amen, to release unto you. Amen. We're going to talk to you from prophetically the power of the tree. The power of the tree. Amen. If I would use one of my mottos, amen, it's time to master the shift to live. Amen. The power of the tree. Time to master the shift to live. If I would ask a question, as I always do, to stimulate, jumpstart your mind, what tree are you eating from? Dear Heavenly Father, we come this morning, God, to say thank you. We thank you, God, for this opportune time that you allow us to gather here across this conference line, across Block Talk Radio this morning. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that your spirit will have free course. Father, I decrease that you increase. I get out of the way, God, that you get in the way. Not my will, but let your will be done. Not my words, let it be your words. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will break up the fallow grounds of your people's heart. Allow the word to be a seed sown into their lives on today, God. Oh, God, that it will come at a point in time, God, that you allow them, God, to be the men and women of God that you'll call them to be. Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus there will be no backlash, no retaliation that would come not this word. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that your word will have free course on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your power fall fresh. Let your anointing fall fresh. God, let your glory fall fresh. Let it fall fresh across this conference line today. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would give me the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God, through your spirit and by your spirit, Father, that it will come forth with power. It will come forth with authority. It will come forth with demonstration of your spirit. Father, have your way on today. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. If you just let me talk to you briefly on this morning, amen, bringing, amen, us into clarity and hearing the Father speak. This is why it's critical for us to hear, amen, what God is saying in this hour, in this season of our lives. Amen. We know that many men and women of God that God is using around the world, amen, that are speaking, amen, I'm telling you, in season, in this hour. So I thank God this morning, amen, that we could come to share with you from this place, amen. Not a hype message, not a message, amen, I believe to make you feel good. As I always share with our people, amen, we know that the word of God is not to come to make us feel good and not come to make us look good, but it's make us come to be good, because everything that God created was good, and it is good. So I thank God for being in a place with him, amen, to share what he has downloaded and deposited in me with the people of God, amen. So the power of the tree, powerful, especially in this hour and this season we're in. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say this is the hour and the season of, amen, birthing, new birthing, amen, birthing purpose and destiny, bringing the people of God into a place of understanding, amen, so that they can flourish, they can become, amen, the trees of righteousness that he has called them to be. God has been dealing with me over the past several years, amen, concerning the mastery of the ship, concerning our walk with him as believers, concerning what happened, amen, in the beginning to this present time that we're in. And this is one of the things that I remind the church, another one of my mottos is no distraction, no disturbance, no deal, devil, because he will try to make a deal with you to deceive you. Amen. This is why we always say we enter for impartation. We exit to make impact. We always say, amen, that we're at a place, amen, as kingdom men and women of God. Amen. So we have to come into a place of understanding. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Beloved, this is the hour you must know that you know. We say many things, not by cliches. It can't be cliches, people of God. Not by what somebody told you, nor by what you think. Again, the Bible reminds us, according to Proverbs 14 and 12, it says there is a way which seemeth right. It seemed like it's right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. This is why it's so vital for you as a believer to know the truth. So it will make you free and keep you free from every lie, trickery, and deceitfulness of the enemy and the world system. All we got to do is put a pen right there and just look at what we have experienced over centuries and decades. Many things have challenged us on every hand, especially in this pandemic, which they call a pandemic. Many of us know that when we're in a place with God and we understand the trickery of the enemy, the cunning craftiness of the enemy, we understand his plots, his plans, his schemes, just like in the beginning, because we're going to get to, amen, mastering the ship, and it's going to help us as men and women of God. Some of you, God may already release the revelation to you. When many think that, amen, revelations are not being revealed unto the people of God, people of God, God will never leave us ignorant concerning the enemy devices. He will never leave us ignorant concerning, amen, the world system. And this is why it's critical for us to understand the Genesis account, amen, that God will bring us to this present day. Many will call the Genesis account a story, amen, but God was speaking something then, amen, that he's speaking even today, Reverend. God ain't changed, beloved. God is still the same God today, amen, today and forevermore. And what we have to understand, that man is made up of three parts, which we call a tripartite. It's consistent of three parts, your spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23 tells us that, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Many people will ask the question, what's the understanding of the power of the tree? And we ask the question, what tree are you eating from? Because when you understand the tree that God placed in the garden, or the trees that he placed in the garden, you have to understand that when he gave the instructions to man, he said, out of all the trees of the garden or the field, he said, you can eat from me. This is meat for you. But one tree, he asked them specifically not to eat from or touch. He said, the day that you eat from it, you shall what? Surely die. This is why we have seen, amen, dying in our land in the physically, and certainly we have seen dying in the spirit, because anytime there's a separation from God, which we all may once have been there, because when you're born, amen, into this world, you're born into sin and you're shaped into iniquity. And this is why, amen, the rebirthing, amen, has to take place concerning our lives. One of our teachers that we have been dealing with, amen, from 2 Corinthians 5:17, where the scripture tells us, therefore, if any man be Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and all things become new. That's the new birthing, amen. This is where you're letting go of the old, amen, and you're allowing the new, amen, to come forth. Amen. This is where God began to, amen, teach you the ways and the statutes of him. So when we understand what mastering the shift is and how do we master the shift, it comes from the power of the tree. It determines what tree you eat from, whether you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, where the world system have eaten from and still eating, and where many, amen, have ate from, amen, or even when they talk about the forbidden fruit. We understand that they've given us an apple for the unforbidden fruit. No one knows what the unforbidden fruit was or is. Scientists, archaeologists, theologians, and scholars are still trying to figure it out. But people of God, when you tap into the realm of the spirit and God begin to give you revelation, the secrets and the mysteries of the kingdom, he will bring you into a place of understanding. He will give you his wisdom. He will give you his knowledge, and he will give you his understanding. So, beloved, we don't have to debate, argue, or try to hesitate in this, what concerning the fruit was. It don't even matter. All we got to know that, amen, we know that God has given us a tree that we can eat from, and that is the tree of life. And that's where you got to understand that there are many trees, because trees are symbolic. Trees are symbolic of personal growth, its strength, and its beauty. This is why God gave me a revelation concerning the dogwood tree and the time and season that we're in. We know that today marks, amen, the first day of spring. In many countries and many cities and states, amen, you see these beautiful dogwood trees. They are different colors. Some you see white, some you see like a pinkish color. They're coming forth. They're letting you know that spring is birthing forth. So it is in the spirit, people of God, and this is why we say it's the hour and the season of new birthing. It's time to birth purpose and destiny that God has designed for your life. But you can't stay in a place of eating from the wrong tree, because if you continue to eat from the wrong tree, amen, which is the, what we call the tree of knowledge and good and evil, what lies in that tree? It's the lust of the eyes, it's the lust of the flesh, and it's the pride of life. This tree will constantly keep you repeating the same thing over and over and over and over again, which will cause you to keep getting the same results. This is why you see history keep repeating itself over and over and over again. Even in the midst of a pandemic, you know there's a time where it has to come where, amen, when the enemy uses man's hand. This is why, amen, on when you think about the number six, it's the number of man. And this is why man, when the enemy uses man and trick man, amen, with his cunning and his craftiness, it deceives man. And it caused man to then step into place and to be amen, and to deceive other people. So this is why we see a depopulation of a people. You go back to 1918, same thing that we dealt with, amen, with the influenza, amen, that hit our land and depopulated people. So history would keep repeating itself. So it's nothing, amen, new under the sun. If we understand, amen, what God is saying and we understand what God is doing, our focus and our attention wouldn't be so much on what the enemy said. And let me say that again. If we focus on what God said, the meaning of the word, what God told you, amen, whether he told you through the written word or whether he told you by the rhema of the word, amen, we will follow that, amen. And we will come into a place of understanding. We won't be moved by the trickery of the enemy or the trickery of the world system. Amen. Because they operate from a place of deception. And so I just want to encourage the people of God on today, amen, that again, you're made with three parts. Amen. God is concerned about your soul. He's not concerned about your spirit because that's going back to him. Amen. He's not concerned about your body because your body, amen, which is your physical aspect of you, is going back to the dust of the ground. That's why the preachers say ask to ask dust to dust. Whether they cremate you or embalm you, you're still going back to the dust of the ground. So his concern is your soul. Amen. This is why he needs men and women of God to be glory carriers. Amen. So that souls can be saved. Amen? So we have to understand this, that one thing as believer, you got to stay in covenant with God. Let me say that again. Amen? In order to master the shift, you got to stay in covenant with God. Covenant, amen, is key in this hour, in this season. When you stay in covenant with God, what is that? That is a commitment. That is a commitment that you take a vow to serve God, amen, that you're going to live for God, and you're going to what? Follow the instruction that God has given. This is why the Bible says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. You are the church, beloved. So it's in a covenant relationship with God. It ain't based on your religion. It ain't based on your association. It ain't based on your denomination. But it's based on a relationship with God. Adam had a relationship with God. He walked with God. He talked with God. Amen. But you got to understand the trickery and the cunningness and the craftiness of the enemy. This is why the Bible says he was subtile, a more subtile beast of the field. Amen. Why we have to operate from what? The animal planet. Amen. The animal kingdom, amen, will shift you. And we know even in the midst of a pandemic or a pandemic, amen, many will tell us, amen, that the virus came, amen, from the animal kingdom. Hallelujah. So what we have to understand in our covenant with God, our commitment with God, amen, God, what? He will never leave us ignorant. He will never leave us in darkness. You got to understand, even though if you're hot between two opinions, even if you're walking in darkness, you can't see. People of God, God does his best work in the darkness. That's why he said, let there be light. Amen. When light shows up, darkness got to flee. So in your covenant relationship with God, again, not based on your religion, amen, because religion will put you in bondage. It will take you back to the other tree, amen, a tree of knowledge of good and evil. I don't care how many degrees you get on, amen, your robe. I don't care how many bars you get on your robe. I don't care how many schools you go to, amen, that go behind your name. But, beloved, it's a relationship. I would listen to this preacher, amen. That's why I don't get on social media that much. Listen to this preacher, amen. He was from one organization, amen, or association. Amen. He began to, amen, download and degrade, amen, the apostles and the prophets. Amen. Teaching the people a lie. Amen. If you understand your relationship with God, and when you're talking about the canon is closed, amen, even though we understand that the canon might be closed, amen, but God ain't closed. You got to understand that the spirit ain't closed. So God is still speaking to his people. God no longer using the prophet. The prophet no longer speak. But beloved, in this hour, in this season, in your commitment with God, in your covenant relationship with God, God will reveal unto you and God will speak to you. How do we thank God continue to speak to us? And beloved, he speaks to us, yes, through the written word. We have the 66 books, which is the blueprint from Genesis to Revelation. But at the same time, God speaks to us and reveals to us by the Spirit. The Bible said no man can know of a man of his heart unless God, his Spirit, amen, reveal it unto you. Amen. This is where the deep calleth unto the deep, and the deep searcheth the deep things of God. And this is why religion has put so many people in bondage and have brought a place of deception into them because they ate from the wrong tree. They wanted to be at a place of their posture, their position, and amen, and their status quo. But they won't get it at this hour, in this season. This is why I've been encouraging the people of God. You must stay in what we call spiritual survival mode. And the only way you're going to stay in spiritual survival mode, you must master the ship. When you say master the ship now, this is meaning you're shifting from yourself and shifting to the spirit, which God created us to be. Because when God created man, amen, he took man from the dust of the ground and blew into man. Man became a living soul. Amen. So this is why in order for us to live, God has to live on the inside of us. Amen. And we're not just talking about just living life. Amen. Just be born and just live life. But we're talking about having life and having it more abundantly. And we just ain't talking about obtaining things because we can't take things with us. I was just having a conversation with my uncle on yesterday evening. Amen. Even as we get ready to funeralize my aunt on today. Amen. He said the things that he accumulated, he realized everything that his wife worked hard for, he worked hard for, she can't carry it with her. And he said God is teaching him something, amen, in his latter years. Amen. Where he has now gotten wisdom from the things that he experienced in life. He said that's why he trusts God, leaning and depend on God. Because without God, he understands that he will be lost. He understands that, amen, he would die in his sins. So we have to understand our covenant with God, which is a commitment. Not saying we're committed to man, but committed to God. Because most people would put their trust and confidence in people and won't never put it in God. People will let you down. People will walk out on you. But beloved, God says he never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Stay in covenant with God. This is how you master the ship. You're shifting from you to shift into the spirit, how God created you. Now you got to understand how the enemy operates, how the enemy is trying to set plots and plans in place, amen, to reverse the plan of God. This is why we always say, amen, if you reverse, amen, the curse, you will walk in the blessings of God. You won't walk under the curse, but you'll walk in the blessings of God in your covenant relationship with God, because he has already redeemed us from the curse of the law. This is why the Bible says every man that hangeth on a tree, there go tree again, hangeth on a tree is the power of the tree. But you got to understand what tree you're eating from. Amen. This is why when Jesus was put up on a tree, amen, he took on the curse. He took on the sins that we, amen, were really supposed to have been punished for. But God allowed his only son, only begotten son, amen, to redeem us from the curse of the law. So when you stay in covenant with God, that is a commitment again, amen, God will redeem you from the curse of the law. Amen. You will no longer have to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Amen. That lies in that tree, the lust of the eye to get us in trouble, the lust of the flesh get us in trouble, and the pride of life get us in trouble. So stay in covenant with God, beloved. It's a commitment. That's a commitment between you and God. This is why when marriages come into play, my wife has a marriage talk. We talk about that right much. This is why God had brought man and woman together. He said, this therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Come into the spirit of oneness. This is the birthing. This is why it's covenant. When you talk about covenant relationship, not a contract, you won't have so many divorces in the land, amen, if you're coming in into covenant and not a contract. But when you're coming into the contract, contracts are made to be broken. But a covenant is eternal. And this is what gives you life, people of God, and it gives you life more abundantly. Secondly, people of God, amen, to master the ship to live, you must commune with God. My God, my God. Commune with God means to focus on God conversation. Amen. Focus on God conversation. This is why the Bible says, let your conversation, amen, be above and not beneath. Many conversations, even when you think about the enemy coming to having a conversation with a woman in the garden, there was a conversation going on. So in your communion with God, and I believe even if Adam stayed in a place of communion with God and not being a place of being so busy, amen, and not being focused, amen, recognizing the enemy. Because I believe when you commune with God, God will let you recognize is the enemy of all. This is what I told the people of God coming into 2021, that the Spirit of the Lord said, this is the hour and the season of discernment. This is the hour and the season to decipher. This is the hour and the season to detect what is of God and what is not of God. What is of the enemy and what is what the enemy is doing. Amen. What is truth and what is error? What is right and what is wrong? We all have natural discernment, but you have to have the kingdom discernment. Kingdom discernment will let you recognize what the enemy is doing, how he's
plotting and planning his system what to rule and control you. Amen. So this is why the pandemic had to be put in place. It had to institute what is planning, amen, for the control, amen, of people. But it cannot control the people of God as really communing with God, really connecting with God, and really hear God. So if you really commune with God, having a conversation with God, amen, beloved, I'm telling you, even in the midst of a kingdom conversation, that's what I like to call them, kingdom conversation, this is where God is speaking to you and you're talking to the Father. He's going to talk back to you. But this is why sound is critical in this hour. You got to hear the sound of God. Amen. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We have the written word, and we also have the rhema. God is speaking. Yes, he are using prophets. Yes, you're using men and women of God with prophetic gifts. They may not be called a prophet or a prophetess, but he uses men and women of God, amen, to speak unto a people. So this is why when you commune with God and you know you hear God, you would not be deceived by the cunning craftiness of the enemy. You won't have a conversation with the enemy. So when you eat from the tree of life, just tell somebody, change your conversation. Change your conversation. When the enemy comes to talk to you, when you're in your quiet time, when you're in your isolated time, when you're in your time of going through, that's when the enemy comes to talk to you the most. He'll tell you to give up, throw in the towel, where your God at now. He'll come, put all these thoughts in your mind. This is why the Bible says, so as a man thinketh, so is he. So when you commune with God, amen, you'll understand that this communication becomes intimate. And you understand frequency and sound. What this does is open up, amen, heaven. And we understand that heaven recognizes the sound and heaven will respond. This is why I love men and women of God that carry a kingdom sound. Glory to God. It's not out of place of judging people, because the Bible did say, you know, the tree, that word goes, the power of the tree. You know the tree by the fruit it bears. So this is where your discernment kicks in, beloved. When you commune with God, God will reveal to you what is right, what is wrong. God will reveal to you the authentic sound and the fake sound. I was sharing with the people of God on last week, and beloved, I asked them a question. I said, why do you think Jesus cursed the fig tree? Amen. He cursed the fig tree because he saw the fig tree from afar off. It had leaves on it, but it wasn't bearing fruit, and Jesus was a hunger. Amen. Glory to God. It's symbolic. It's spiritual, people of God. Amen. When you understand, you can look like, amen, you got trees, look like you got leaves, amen, but you got to understand you got to bear fruit. So in your communion with God, this is why we read the scripture that, amen, Jesus, amen, was given the parable, amen, about the sheep, amen, knowing the shepherd's voice. So when you know, amen, the voice of God, amen, nor the voice you'll follow, amen, we said we got all of the illegal sounds that have been released in the land. You got your sound, you got the world sound, you got the enemy sound, you got your friend sound, and you got God's sound. You hear all these voices. You got to navigate through all of these voices, amen, to commune with God, to hear the sound of God. And the sound of God is clear, it's crisp. It will give you a sense of peace. It will not leave you in confusion, because God is not the author of confusion. It will not leave you in a place of frustration and aggravation. That comes from the other tree. So you got to understand the power of the tree. And you got to understand what tree you're eating from. Many in the body of Christ have been eating from the wrong tree too long. So God said it's time to cancel. It's time to curse that tree at the root. Let it be destroyed at the root, that it will no longer, amen, intervene in your life. So this is why it's critical for us to commune with God. Have that intimate, amen, conversation with him. Let it be a kingdom conversation, amen, so that God can download, deposit in you what you need in this hour, in this season. Again, that's why the Bible says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Glory to God. If you understand and you commune with God, then you'll understand that you're now at a place, now you're spending time with God. Glory to God. How can me and my wife be in covenant relationship, amen, and we're not spending quality time? We're not communing with each other. We're not talking with each other. We're not communicating with each other. So, beloved, you just can't go based on just what you heard or what somebody told you. Another motto is always ask the question, who told you that? Because if you keep listening to folks and folks keep telling you this and telling you that, I was talking to my cousin on last night, and he said that's why he don't get amen, on TV or get on social media, because he said it brings in negative vibes. It puts stuff in your spirit and you'll start believing it. And this is why many times you have been hearing about COVID-19, coronavirus, amen, for the past, amen, going on 2 years. Amen, you've been hearing it, and it's constantly, amen, putting fear in you. Beloved, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. In your communion with God, God will keep you in a safe place. God will keep you covered and protected. That's why when Adam and them fell, when they ate the fruit, because the Bible said that when Eve ate the fruit, nothing happened. But when she gave it to her husband, because the instruction was given to him, when he gave it to him and he did eat, the Bible said that the eyes came open. And they went and made fig leaves and went and hid themselves. So this is why I tell the people, stop hiding. Stop hiding. Glory to God. So when God called out to Adam, 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 where art thou? Where art thou? Adam said that, amen, they were naked. And God said, who told you you was naked? So glory to God. In this hour, in this season, beloved, amen, you got to be naked and unashamed before God in this hour, in this season, because God sees everything. God knows everything. His eyes is to and fro, beholding the good and the evil. You can keep hiding from man, but you can't hide from God. So, beloved, you got to understand eating from the right tree. Because when you eat from the right tree, amen, you shall have life and have it more abundantly. That's why Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. We recognize, amen, what the enemy attacks are. Amen. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. This is why you see separation, division, and family. This is why you see families being destroyed. This is why you see ministries being destroyed. Amen. Because that is the enemy's number one assignment. He comes to deceive. He comes to destroy. Beloved, if you understand what God is doing in this hour, in this season, then you'll commune with God. You'll commune with God that helps you to master the shift. Because none of us are perfect. That's why we got to have him and through us so that he can perfect that which concerneth us. So in your communion with God, God will lead and guide you. You won't lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways you acknowledge him. You're allowing him to lead and guide you. And when he lead and guide you, he'll lead and guide you into all truth. He won't lead you astray. He won't lead you into a trap. I was sharing again through our word study teaching. I was sharing with the people, amen, a dream that God gave me and a revelation that he spoke through me through it. We was walking through this tunnel, and as we were walking through this tunnel, beloved, amen, there were many people walking through it. And then God revealed to me that those that were filled with this spirit, they was drawn to the tunnel. The tunnel became like a magnet. They were magnet. They were drawn to it. But then I saw many walking straight ahead, and they kept going through. And as I saw them get to the end of the tunnel, God allowed me to see afar off. As I saw them get to the end of the tunnel, they ran into the trap of the enemy. And I said, God, what is it? He said, those are the ones, amen, that are not following my will. These are the ones that are not filled with my spirit. These are the ones that are not hearing my voice. He said, my sheep know my voice, nor the voice they'll follow. But those that was attracted, amen, or connected, amen, that was pulled to the walls, amen, of that tunnel were magnet. That means that they were connected to God. So it's critical in this hour, in this season, that's the last one I want to release to you about mastering the shift, staying connected with God. This is divine connection. This is your power source for spiritual survival. Let me say that again. Staying connected with God is divine connection. This is why God will divinely connect you with men and women of God. This is why God will divinely connect you, amen, with a husband and a wife, not a man and a man, nor a woman or a woman. But he'll connect you with, amen, the right man. This is why he said man shall not, what? He said man's, amen, is not good for man to be alone. He need a help me. So he brought a woman to him. That's why he had to put man to sleep, amen, to take a rib from him to create woe man. This is when you get woe man, womb of man, amen. And this is why Adam called her Eve, amen, the mother of all creation. So when we understand the plan of God, you will understand the plan of the enemy. Because why? You are now connected with God. You are in divine connection. This is your power source for spiritual survival. This is why Jesus said he came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But as long as you eat from the other tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, everything lies in the tree. Again, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. This is why we say, amen, the world, amen, eats from this tree. This is why the world is never happy. This is why, amen, you see people that got money, they want more money. Amen, because the love of money has become the what? The root of all evil. We know money answers all things. But The root of it is when you love it. Love it to a point that you will kill for it. Love it to a point that you will plot and plan and trickery and schemes, cunning. That comes from the tree that you're eating from. So I tell you, master the chip and get back to the tree that you need to be eating from. And that is the tree of life. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So in this hour, in this season, glory to God. I've encouraged the people of God that God said, in order for you to stay in spiritual survival mode, amen, you must have the word. And if you understand, the word must abide in you, because without you abiding in the word and the word abiding in you, amen, you cannot survive. You might survive naturally and physically, but you won't survive spiritually. This is where the enemy will constantly keep deceiving people. And I don't want to bust nobody bubble, amen, but this is why many people, amen, I know you don't want me to get this out, enemy, so that people can hear, hallelujah, but it's going forward. This is why many people have already set themselves up, amen, for, amen, what the enemy has already released to them. They're telling you, be vaccinated, take the vaccine. Glory to God, to each his own. If God told you to take the vaccine, amen, it's between you and God. But I know what God is revealing to men and women of God, that, amen, have been in a consecrated place with God. Amen, they're connected to God. Now, I don't believe that God will reveal one thing, amen, and then reveal something else that what we call confusion, that would cause someone, amen, to walk according to a lie. You got to understand, the lie came from the pits of hell. Amen. Satan is the father of lies. Lucifer is the father of lies. He created a lie in the beginning. So you don't think that the lie is still, amen, prevailing? You don't think that the lie, that the enemy is still using those, amen, that you think in power and influence, telling you, amen, to do this and telling you to do that? But if you don't lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, in your connection with God, connected with the kingdom of God, God won't lead you, amen, ignorant. He won't lead you astray. He will always lead you into all truth. This is why I've been encouraging people, amen, go to God and pray. Let God lead you. Use the wisdom of God. As long as you eat it from the right tree, God will give you life. That's why he said he gave us all of the trees, amen. These were, what, seed-bearing trees, seed-bearing fruit. But this is why if you don't bear fruit in this hour, in this season, amen, but the Bible teaches us that you're none of his. Because, amen, every seed produces after its kind. And I was giving an analogy to the people of God, amen, about bad seeds and even bad fruit. You put one bad fruit, amen, in the bundle, amen, of other good fruit. What if after a period of time it will contaminate, amen, the other fruit, and it will go bad? So this is why we have seen in the body of Christ for centuries and decades, because people have shifted. This way you got to master this shift to live. Many people shifted from the plan of God. They shifted from the will of God and began to follow, amen, the other tree, eat from the other tree. Because Jesus, I mean, God told them, he said, surely as you eat from this tree, you shall surely die. He said, even if you touch it, I'm paraphrasing it now, even if you touch it, you shall surely die. Many people are touching the wrong thing. That's why he said, come out from among them, be ye separate, said the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you unto myself as sons and daughters. I know that's not a popular amen word today, amen, but I'm telling you, it's prophetic, it's profound. God is speaking to us. God is sending us warning. God is preparing us, propelling us, amen, for purpose and destiny. This is why we are on the hour of birthing, amen. We know season come and season go, amen, but in this hour, in this season, what God is doing, amen, for the remnant, for those, amen, that are still eating from the right tree, that is the tree of life. In order for you to live, beloved, you got to continue to eat from this tree. Amen. That you will begin to bear fruit, because you don't understand the nine gifts, amen, of the Spirit. Amen. That you understand the fruits of the Spirit. Glory to God. You will begin to bear fruit in this hour, in this season. You won't allow anything to contaminate, amen, the tree. You won't allow anything to contaminate the fruits, amen, that you're bearing. So when you stay connected with God, that's a divine connection. In your relationship with God, you got to go back and do something. Amen. As I share with the people of God, according to Romans 12, round about the first verse, Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. Christ paid the ultimate sacrifice. He took all of our sins to the cross, to the tree. Amen. glory to God, and nailed them there. So we don't have to go back and pick them up. This is where the problem had become for many. Many have went back and picked them up, so they begin to eat from that tree that the enemy has caused them, amen, to be deceived. Amen. As long as you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, amen, again, it will open your eyes up. It will open your eyes up, your natural eyes, not your spiritual eyes. It will open your natural eyes up. Now you think you're somebody. Now you think it's about me, myself, and I. Did not the Bible, amen, prophesy, amen, speak to us in the last days how men will become? Men will become lovers of themselves, boastful, proud, blasphemers, amen, haters of those, amen, of that love God, amen, have more pleasure, amen, of the things of this world, amen, and having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof, amen, denying the power thereof, amen, that means, amen, that you have disconnected from, amen, the right tree. Amen. When you connect to the right tree and eat from that tree, amen, then you know you're connected with God. Because Jesus, again, he said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. This is the hour and the season, beloved, that you must live. And the only way that you can live is in the spirit. We know we're living and breathing in the natural because God already given that to man. But, beloved, the only really way that you can live, amen, is in the spirit. This is why the Bible teaches us to walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by the Spirit and not of ourselves. So many people have missed God and missed hearing God because they've been walking according to themselves. But, beloved, in this hour and this season, you must become trees of righteousness. When God plants you, you can rest assured nothing will be able to uproot you from the foundation that God planted you in. This is, amen, his son, Jesus Christ, being the chief cornerstone, him being the bright and morning star, him being the lily of the valley and the prince of peace, Yeshua HaMashiach. So, beloved, in this hour, when you connect it to God, amen, you will flourish. The Bible says, according to Isaiah 61:3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, people of God, God is still going to get the glory. This is why your latter house will be greater than your former house. Amen. Everything that the enemy has stolen from you, I prophesy to you on today. Everything that the enemy has plotted and planned against you is cursed at the root today. It's destroyed at the root today. So on today, beloved, I pray that you will stay connected with God. I pray that you will continue to commune with God, and I pray that you will stay in covenant with God, because in covenant with God, you are in a relationship with him. Amen. And you will know what tree to eat from. You will not be deceived, because we're living in a great hour of deception, people of God. Well, on the world stage, the system is being set up. Everything, amen, is accelerated. Even God is allowing us to accelerate in the spirit. That's why you hear many prophets. You hear many men and women of God say we are in the hour and the season of acceleration. But everything that God is doing, he's doing it quickly, beloved. But you got to be connected and eating from the right tree. The tree, amen, that comes to give us abundant life. Amen. Don't fall back in the traps, the plots, and the plans of the enemy. Don't operate from a soulish realm. Don't operate from your fleshly realm or your carnal realm. Operate from the spirit, and God will always, always excel you. God will always excel you. God will always take you into a place of ascending, because when you ascend, you're transcended and you're seated in what? Heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. You will recognize the plots and the plans of the enemy. No longer will that conversation come. Even if it comes, you will know how to shut the conversation down. I believe that if Adam was paying attention and Adam was focused, because you don't always use one of my mottos, if you stay focused, stay on course, and stay alert, that means you'll hear God, and you'll recognize the plots and the plans of the enemy. You'll recognize where God is taking you, and that's why we have his GPS system, which is God's global positional system. That's why it's critical for us to be in our proper place with God, for us to be in our proper position with God, for us to be, what, in our proper posture with God. That's critical for us as men and women of God, to stay in this place with God, connected with God, communing with God, and in covenant with God. That's what's going to keep you eating from the right tree, because you will recognize it and you will no longer lean to your own understanding. We know, again, the enemy assignment is to come to kill, steal, and to destroy. Just look around you, beloved. It, again, we see in our world, we see in this nation, we see people have already gone on. Some have gone on to be with the Lord, and some have died in their sin. They didn't have an opportunity to get it right with God because of a pandemic that hit our nation, that the virus, amen, that took out so many people. But in this hour, in this season, beloved, we got to make up in our mind to look to God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Glory to God. I thank God for his word. I thank God for his word being in me. Amen. And that it will operate out of me and through me, because I know that I'm eating from the right tree. Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't never been in this place all my life. But this is why, amen, I come at a place to tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, God, for allowing me to master the shift. That means I decrease, you increase. That means I get out of the way, you get in the way. That means there's no longer flesh operating. Even when flesh comes, amen, to try to get in the way. I heard the woman of God talking on yesterday. Amen. And in your 5 a.m. teaching, amen, something about, amen, a mouth, talking about the mouth. Hush, 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 hush. You got to sometimes tell yourself, shut up and let the Spirit of God speak. Because when the Spirit of God speaks, beloved, amen, you ain't got to make up words. You ain't got to conjure up words. You ain't got to try, amen, to allow the enemy to use you to see people. So when people are connected, amen, with God, when they are truly in covenant relationship with God, truly when they're communion with God, amen, they are in a place with God that God, amen, is covering them. God is shielding them. That's why, amen, Adam and amen, had to go and cover themselves up because of the fall. This is where we get the fallen nature, amen, because they ate from the wrong tree. They ate from the tree that God told them not to eat from. Amen. So we see the fall continue with man today. Amen. That the enemy knows, amen, the plots and the plans that he has set before us. Amen. He knows if we can eat from the other tree, he will keep us in a place of deception. What he do, he sit back and laugh at us and he tell God, because he's accusing other brethren. He'll tell God, look, that's your son, that's your daughter, just like he did Job. Job was an upright man who eschewed evil. Glory to God. So you got to understand in this hour, this season, beloved, you got to eschew evil. You got to let the thing that's not like God be shifted and moved away from you. This is part of mastering the shift so you can live. Live in this hour, in this season, so you can understand the power of the tree. When you understand trees and how God has placed them into the earth, thank God for trees. That's what's causing you to live. Trees, what it does, it takes on the oxide, take the carbon dioxide out that you're breathing and produces oxygen in the air that you breathe. This is why you can live. But take the trees away. That's why they've been fighting for so long about cutting trees down. Trees, man, I'm telling you, they're a powerful thing. God let me, years ago, allow me to give me the revelation concerning trees. I was traveling, amen, on the highway, and God said, look up, and I began to look at the trees. Some of the trees, amen, wasn't buried. They were bad, and they had no leaves on them. And then I looked at some were still green. Many called them evergreen trees. And then when springtime, amen, we're about to come forth, you begin to see the dogwood trees and begin to see them bloom. God says season is about to come. So I prophesy to you today, beloved, a season of your life. You're in one of the greatest, amen, moments of your life. So seize this opportune time. Seize this Cairo moment for your life. Beloved, that you can live, not die, but declare the works of the Lord. So I say in this hour, in this season, master the shift so you can live. Understand the power of the tree. Amen. When you eat from the right tree, you will live in this hour, in this season. But if you eat from the other tree, amen, I got to give you the truth. If you eat from the other tree, surely you should die. If you touch the other tree, because you got to realize from tree, money is made. This is why they create paper. Paper from trees. So you got to understand the power of the tree. So when men become what? Lovers of money. When they love money to that much, amen, they'll kill for it. They'll destroy for it. That's the enemy. You're eating from the wrong tree. But if you eat from the tree of life that come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly, amen, God will make ways out of no way. This is why he has set your affection on things which are above and not the things on earth. This is why he must seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. He said everything else will be added unto you. Amen. Even from that right tree. Amen. He said, I give you wealth. I'll give you power to get wealth. And when God added to your life, he will add no sorrow. The world, even they got money, but they still in sorrow. Some of the greatest, wealthiest men and women in the world still have a void in their the life. Why? Because they've been eating from the wrong tree. So I encourage you today, beloved, eat from the right tree. When you eat from the right tree, your spiritual eyes will be open. You will be enlightened by the Spirit of God, by the power of God, by the anointing of God, and glory shall hover over you. And I'm telling you, you will bear fruit in this hour, in this season. So, beloved, live in the Spirit. And I'm telling you, beloved, God will get the glory out of your life. Just learn how to master the shift. If you don't remember anything else that the man of God said today, just master the shift. What you mean, apostle? What you mean, prophet? Yes, people of God, yes, I was born a prophet from my mother's womb. Glory to God. But carrying an apostolic grace to build a people, not building buildings, but build a people. So I understand my assignment. I understand my call. God has chosen me, amen, in this hour, in this season. He has chosen you. That's why when he chose you, glory to God, you become a royal priesthood, a holy, a nation, a peculiar people. That's why you got to be different from the world. This is what has messed the church up for so long. The church has become to look like the world. Amen. Glory to God. And this is why the church has lost its influence and its power. Amen. To witness. Amen. To reach those that were lost. Those that were halt between two opinions. Those that were walking in darkness. Because when darkness and darkness shows up, amen, you get darkness. But when light shows up, beloved, you, amen, darkness got to flee. This is why the Bible says if you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Amen. If Eve and Adam had followed the instruction that God had given, amen, and resisted the devil, we won't have what we have today. Many people ask that question. If Adam and Eve never bit of that forbidden fruit, will we have what we have today? Beloved, God knows all things. God sees all things, and God is in control of all things. So that won't even matter. But where we are now in God, that's what matters. Amen. So that you know that you can have life and have it more abundantly. It ain't about your bank account. It ain't about the car you drive. It ain't about the house you live in. It ain't about the community you live in. But it's about who you are in God, so that God can get the glory out of your life, so that God will allow you to be a conduit, a vessel for him. Amen. To touch those, amen, that are lost, those that are hot between two opinions, those that don't know God, don't have a relationship with God. Your family needs you. Your community needs you. Your city needs you. This nation needs you. Amen. Your job needs you. So while you're there, you're eating from the right tree. Amen. Others are watching you. That's why we say you're on display, baby. You're on display in this hour, in this season. So when you're mastering this hill, you'll live. You'll live, and you'll live according to what God has established before you. So stay connected with God. Commune with God. And stay in covenant with God. He will never lead you wrong. That's the word of the Lord for the people of God on today. The power of the tree, mastering the shift to live. You can live. Don't care what have been spoken concerning your life, the death sentences, the curses that have been spoken in and over your life from childhood, even to your present day. Amen. As a born-again believer, as a child of God connected to the kingdom of God, you shall live. Just eat from the right tree, the power of a tree. Because you eat from that tree, you get power. When you eat from that tree, the anointing rests. When you eat from that tree, you'll get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Not the wisdom of the world. It will open up your natural eyes and open up your natural ears that you want to, amen, get rich in. The things that will try to make you walk in pride. That's why the Bible says, he that humble himself under the mighty hand of God, he will exalt in due season. The mighty hand of God. And this is where we say you get the, amen, the office gifts of God operating in and throughout the earth. You get, amen, the apostles. You get the prophets. You get the evangelists. You get the pastors and the teachers. When we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, he will exalt us. And that's why he is exalting men and women of God, amen, above measures in this hour and this season. You've seen the counterfeits. You've seen those that have the enemy has used to deceive you. This is why we're all on the same playing field now. We all have that platform now. Just let God use you for his glory and continue to eat from the right tree that you might live and have life more abundantly. That's the word of the Lord for the people of God on today. Amen. All right, administrator, we'll take a commercial announcement, and we'll come back, open the lines up.
In the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
Get ready for the prophetic outpour. The prophetic outpour. New Brunswick, New Jersey. The outpouring is here. March 19th, 20th, and 21st. Here comes the prophetic outpour. Live at MCMC, Mount Calvary Missionary Church, 150 Group Avenue, New Brunswick, New Jersey. The outpouring is here with Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, Harvey, Illinois. Get ready for the outpouring. Get ready for the outpouring. Your host pastor, Reverend Dr. Brenda Lumsey Hicks of Mount Calvary Missionary Church. This is a three-day event. March 19th, the program begins at 7 p.m. March 20th, the program begins at 6 p.m. And March 21st, the program begins at 11 a.m. For more information, call area code 848-525-9336. 848-525-9366. Come and feel the outpouring with Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. March 19th, 20th, and 21st. Mount Calvary Missionary Church, New Brunswick, New Jersey. Come and receive the anointing. We want to see you there.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com. Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreU.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Marion, South Carolina, get ready.
Get ready to be blessed.
Art Family Fellowship Ministry presents
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
May 14th through 16th, 2021.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
Live at the Ark Family Fellowship Ministry, 100 Recreation Drive, Marion, South Carolina, where Sandra B. Gainey is pastor.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
Get ready for the most dynamic prophet in the entire country.
Here comes Dr. LaRon Matthews.
May 14th, 15th and 16th. It kicks off Friday, May 14th at 5 p.m. Saturday, May 15th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And Sunday at 11:30 a.m.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
Dr. LaRon Matthews, all weekend long. Get your registration started right away.
Your registration is $60.
That includes brunch, the book signing, and the package.
Registration via Cash App begins January 11th, 2021.
Register through Cash App at $ArkChurchMarionSC.
$ArkChurchMarionSC.
Go ahead, register now. For more information, contact Mildred Sweeney at 843-617-4752.
Mildred Sweeney, 843-617-4752.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
May 14th through 16th, 2021. Live at Ark Family Fellowship Ministry. 100 Recreation Drive, Marion, South Carolina.
Here comes the blessing.
Dr. LaRon Matthews, Prophet, all weekend long.
Register today. Don't miss out.
We want to see you May 14th through 16th.
Be there.
God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you.
And God bless everyone that's listening in on the line. We would like to welcome everyone that's listening in the chat room as well. We have two groups that are listening in. One group of young prophets, and we appreciate you all for listening in as well. And we have people that are listening in also from Nigeria this morning. God bless each and every one of you.
Amen. Bless God again for the people of God that, amen, connected with us on today. Bless God for the young prophet. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. And Nigeria, bless you on today for tuning in. Thank God for you. Amen. Minister, do you have anything over there from the chat room? If not, we'll take the blog side and
No, sir, not any direct questions.
Amen. All right. You're on the blog side. You can hit one on your dial. Got a question, a comment. Amen. On this morning, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You're on the blog side. You hit one on your dial. God bless you.
Good morning, man of God. Good morning to the people of God. Bless you on today, man, with the word from the Lord on today. I didn't get a chance to thank God for evangelism on yesterday, but I thank God for her as well. But, man of God, we just bless the Lord for the word of God on today, man. Man of God, knowing that we all are in that same vein of what the Lord is doing and what the Lord is revealing to his, to the body right now. And he's really accelerating the men and the women of God, accelerating and separating at this time for such a powerful development of the kingdom, man. And I just thank God for how the Lord has used you today, man, to pour out to us a word from God right now. Because so many of us need a word from the Lord right now in this time that we're in to bring us into that alignment. And these words are bringing us into alignment. So many people have been so far out of the alignment of God. So we just thank God for the explosive word that came through your belly today that impregnated our atmosphere for such a time as this, man of God. And we appreciate you on today and thank God for life and the ministry that you all have there in Hampton, Virginia. Bless you all today, man of God, people of God.
Yes, sir. Bless you as well, Apostle. Thank you, man, again for giving us the opportunity to be able to come on your conference line to share, amen, the gift that God has blessed us with, whatever God has led the people of God to, amen, say unto the people. So we thank God for you, even in your travel and your ministry around the world. Amen. We're praying for you as well, man of God. Bless God.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. But God is, man of God, even as I'm praying and interceding for you, I know God is setting you up for a stage to reveal to the world who he really is. This is what God been revealing. I saw almost like you on a stage, and when you open up your mouth, it's like the whole atmosphere shifted and shook. And I said, God, what is this? And then I heard thunder roar, and it was almost like when, you remember when Jesus was on the cross and when he gave up the ghost? Amen. It was like that's when the Tyrian soldier said, this must be the Son of God. Man of God, I say to you, sir, get ready, get ready, get ready. You ain't seen nothing yet. I have not seen. Ear have not heard. Neither has it entered the hearts of men the thing that God has prepared for them in love. You know your heart, man of God. You're not a puppet. Amen. You're human, but you are God's servant. And I bless God for you, man of God. I thank God for being connected to you and knowing you, man of God. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Just get ready, man.
Hallelujah. I receive the word of the Lord, man of God. Thank you so much. I totally received that word on today. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is so.
Oh, glory. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
My God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Father. God's been showing me and sharing with me, but it's like he's not revealing it yet. So I received that, man of God. Thank you so much for your obedience to the things of the Lord God. We just thank God for God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I receive that, man of God. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Because I know God can trust you, man. He can trust you. He can trust you with the people. He can trust you what he releases into your hands. Amen. As you've seen, and you even prophesied it about the counterfeits and those that have manipulated and those that took advantage of the people. Amen. Even in the midst of your imperfection, whew, glory to God, God is perfecting those things concerning him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Stage is set. The stage is being set, Doctor.
Yes.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Ah, yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. And those that are truly divinely connected with you, man of God, and to you, they're going up as well. That's why submission is so key in this hour, in this season. Not to move quickly, not to shift from our post, our position, and our place, not to get to a place of big pride and arrogancy, but stand humble before God. My God, God bring it to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Do that, man.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. All right. Anyone else? Amen. You on the block side, you get one on your dial. If you're on the conference line, you can star 6. Open your line up. Come right on in. Amen. Yeah, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. God bless you.
God bless you, people of God, this morning. God bless you, Apostle Simmons and Eugene Simmons. This is Sister Alba. God bless you, Prophet, our leader and our overseer and visionary. God bless you. I just thank God for the word this morning. It was very awesome and enlightening and just wonderful at such a time as this. I just wanted to comment on a part that really stood out. All of it stood out. All of it was awesome and powerful. But a part that really was so powerful to me and stood out was how you said God won't reveal, you know, God won't give you a truth and then give you a lie. That's pretty much, you know, putting it in the ballpark. And that is so powerful because that, to me, carries all the way out through Genesis to Revelation. God's word is true, and he won't give us a true and then give us a lie. You know, he won't give us the revealment of something and then, you know, like he won't reveal to us against the vaccine and then give us the vaccine. You know, he won't heal us and then give us a coronavirus purposely. You know, he won't give life to us and the tree of life to us and then give us the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He told us not to eat of the tree of good and evil, but he did give us the tree of the tree of life. You know, so the comparison and analogies of the comparison was so powerful. You know, he won't make us trees of righteousness and then, you know, make us, you know, to be trees of death, you know, and he won't give us, you know, about the plandemic. You know, he revealed to us about the plandemic was man-made, you know, come from this, that set up. He won't, you know, reveal to us that plandemic, the plans of man, and then give us, you know, the pandemic is what I want to say. You know, he won't reveal the plandemic and then give us purposely the pandemic or to receive the pandemic on purpose. You know, God won't deceive us. You know, God will give us truth. He will lead us and guide us. He's given us apostles and prophets. He said he won't do nothing except to reveal these things to his servants, to the apostles and the prophets. So I was just looking at the comparison of all that, how God, you know, is so powerful. You can just look at all that. He won't give us good and then give us evil. He won't give us hope and then make us hopelessness. You know, he won't navigate us, hallelujah, and then shipwreck us. You know, he won't make us trees of righteousness and then make us trees that bear no fruit and then are cursed. You know, he won't give us many trees of life and then give us, you know, death, you know, and unfruitfulness, you know, and make us sick on purpose. So, you know, that's a powerful word you brought forth today, man of God, to master the ship. And that really just stands out to me that, like I said, it goes from Genesis to Revelation because God's word always has something to, you know, to attack the word that the enemy would bring. God is not double-minded. You know, he won't give us the door to the way, the truth, and the life, you know, and then close the door on us and not cause us to be able to come into the door when he told us to ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open to you. You know, so I was just so blessed how God is just brought that word, because that it's a lot of meat in there, a lot of nuggets, a lot of deep calling into deep, and that was just so profound how you said that particular thing that stuck out to me, how God won't just give you truth and then give you a lie, you know, give you death, bring to you to have life and then bring to you to have death. So when we look at life today, you know, when we look at life today, you can just see what the enemy do and compare to God's word, and God's word will counterattack what the enemy is doing, but you got to be connected, as you say, stay connected. Stay connected, even of the right tree, the tree of life, of the tree of good, you know, and life. You know, God didn't want you to have the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because he know once the evil is there, then the evil is going to be out there with the good, and now you got to know good from evil. But if you eat of the tree of life, it's all good, and therefore we'll know, you know, what choice to make in such a time as this, when there's so much going on and people are so confused and they're in fear. And, you know, God is love. He didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. So if we stay connected with the tree of life and God, then you will know, and you won't be in confusion and having torment and fear, but you'll know how to make the right choices at such a time as this, because it's all about what you choose, you know. So I just wanted to say that a little bit, and thank you so much for your powerful word on today. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you, woman of God. Well, thank you. It's so true. Even as you think about this Genesis account, how even when the serpent had a conversation with the woman, and when he asked her the question about what God said, and she told him what God said, and he said, no, you should not surely die. So you see the comparison, how the enemy works. He always tried to alter God's plan or counteract God's plan concerning God's children, God's people. He always operates from that place. But because of many being ignorant concerning the things of God and what God has been speaking to us and releasing to us, because many say, well, where were the prophets at? Why were the prophets speaking? The prophets, true prophets, were speaking. They were revealing to the people the things, amen, to come. They might not gave it to the T, but they was warning the people of God, make preparation. I heard prophets say it many times. I heard other men and women of God speaking prophetically. Even God used me to speak prophetically concerning the things that were about to take place. You might not use the word pandemic. A pandemic was coming, but God was telling us to tell the people, prepare, in so many words, prepare, prepare, prepare. Something is coming. Even though we know greater is coming, we know that God is doing great things, but at the same time, we have to understand, as believers connected to the kingdom of God, we got to understand that the enemy ain't going to let down. He ain't going to let down until his time is up. And he knows his time is almost up, so he's going to keep right on coming with counterfeits. He's going to keep coming with lies. He's going to keep coming with his plots, his plans, his schemes, his trickery, his cunningness. He's going to keep coming with that to try to deceive the people of God. So I thank God that many of us don't have to walk in deception. So thank you, woman of God. Even while you was talking, woman of God, I heard a sound coming from you. Amen. It's a sound that God is going to use. It's very pivotal to the kingdom of God in this hour. I don't know where you at or where you're sitting, but God is going to use you as a vessel, conduit, as an instrument of righteousness. Amen. To convey the sound, the truth. That's why it's sound. Sound is critical. So I say to you, woman of God, get in a consecrated place if you have not already. Get in a consecrated place before God so you can really, really, really be in tune to the Spirit of God, so that when God begin to release you and set you forth, woman of God, it's going to be powerful. It's going to be like an explosion. Amen. When you open up your mouth, it's going to be words of truth. It's going to be words of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Even concerning your family, some things that have taken place concerning your family, God is going to use you just to speak some words. Not going to be harsh words, but it's going to be words of truth that even sometimes some may accept it as harsh, but it's going to be truth that's going to bring them out of some stuff that had them in bondage for years. Woman of God. God going to use you as a sound. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, to break some shackles, some chains. I heard it. I heard it so loud and clear. So, woman of God, just stay in that place. Stay in that place. Bless you on today. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. I received that, man of God. Thank you so much. I received that. It's on target. Hallelujah. And as you was talking, I just heard the Lord God said that the sound and the words of God, that he would come through me and use me as a conduit, that he said those words will pierce the darkness. So I give God the glory. Thank you, man of God. Amen.
Amen. Bless you today. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Anyone else? Hey, man, if you're on the block side, you hit one on your dial. If you're on the conference line, you can start 6 and come right on in. Hallelujah. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Well, we bless the Lord today. Again, Dr. Matthews, prophet of the Lord, man, we thank God for you entrusting in us, for God to use us, amen, to come on your conference line to share a word with the people. We bless God today. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. We asking for prayer today for my family, my dad's side of the family, and funeralizing my aunt on today. Amen. Laying her to rest, praying for my uncle, much strength and comfort. Amen. They gonna need it. Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We're definitely sending our condolences to you and your family and your loved one on today. And the Lord for all God is doing. And we all are prepared to travel. And we really thank God today for those who have opened their heart up to receive this prophetic message on today, taking God at his word. And there's so many things that God has positioned the body for to go into and to kill it, overtake it, and without prayer we cover all. Man, I'm telling you, it's a recovering time. We just
yes, Lord.
Man, amen. It is so.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm done, Prophet. Amen. It's the people of God. No one coming in. We bless the Lord on today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's in your hand, man of God.
Thank all you. Right. Amen. Any final words with you, administrator? You have anything over there?
No, sir. All lines are clear at this time.
All right. Well, bless the Lord on today. Amen. I'm excited, Prophet, to the people of God. Amen. Yes. Even in the midst of all the things that we have been challenged with and things we have experienced, amen. One thing I know about God, man, God said he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Even when it feels like it and when it seems like he's not there, God is there. And I thank God, amen, for knowing that. Amen. I just bless him on today because I know greater is here and greater is going to prevail for the people of God, those that trust him. Those that will lean and depend on him. Those that will stay connected to him. Those that will stay communion with him, communicating with him, and those that will stay, amen, in covenant with him. So I just bless the Lord on today. Amen. We're going to, amen, have a word of prayer for the people of God on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come, God, to say thank you. Thank you, God, for what you have released unto us. I receive the word for myself on today. Amen. The understanding the power of the tree, mastering the shift to live. Father, I know, God, that you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Father, as we continue to touch and agree and believe by faith, God, that miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow them that believe. God, we will allow your power. We will allow your anointing to counteract the lie. Oh, God, to tear down every stronghold, to curse it at the root. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to destroy every attack and every assignment of the enemy. We call it null and void now. In the name of Jesus. And God, I pray today, God, for the listeners that tune in today. I pray in the name of Jesus, even for the young prophets, even those in Nigeria and those that have tuned in from other countries. Father, in the name of Jesus, let a sound be released unto them that they will continue to hear what your spirit is saying in this hour, in this season, concerning their lives. Father, I thank you for your manservant. I thank you for your prophet. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you will continue to use him, God, as a voice to the nation. Father, I pray that you enlarge his territory, expand him, God, for a kingdom work. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that the blessing will run him down and overtake him. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus continually for his family. I pray, God, for his ministry. Father, in the name of Jesus, there will be no backlash, no retaliation, God. I pray that your mantle, your anointing will continue to rest on his life. Father, we thank you, God, for him being, oh, God, daring to be different, for the pureness of the anointing that rests on his life. Father, I thank you on this morning. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you will continue to propel the people of God in the things of you. Father, don't allow them, God, to be in the comfort zone. Don't allow them, God, to, oh, God, to stay into the old. But, God, don't allow them to continue to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But allow them, God, to eat from the tree of life. For you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And we shall walk in the abundance of you. And we decree, we declare by faith on today that it is so in Jesus' name. Yeshua HaMashiach, thank God. And it is so. Amen. Amen. All right. It's in your hand, doctor. Bless you.
Amen. People of God, have a phenomenal day. Don't forget tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Blog Talk. I'm going to try to connect it with the Facebook as well. And we look forward to you in the city. Join us tonight in New Brunswick, New Jersey, 6 o'clock Eastern time, 5 o'clock in the Central time. Administrative Bible will be doing a Facebook Live. And you can listen to us at 3 p.m. Central Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Rejoice 102.3 FM in Chicagoland area, or go to Rejoice102.com. Bless you all. We'll talk to you soon. And Shalom, we recorded that prayer from you today. God bless.
To my destiny, extremely close to my victory, 'cause here comes trials and troubles, jealousy and envy. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close to my overflow, extremely close to my miracle, 'cause here comes confusion, problems, and enemies. I just believe that I must be close to what you have for me. To whom much is given, so much is required. Be qualified, must go through the fire, but I won't smell I'll be better than before. His guidance is in my life, just to let me know I must be close. I'm extremely close.
Close to it. As long as you're with me. anticipate.